Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's the night that we say praise the Lord. We've been through this week. It's been a great week. We watched God move. I watched God bless me, my wife, my son, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law. I watched God be a great God this week. As usual, He is. And you know what? I had a young man, I had a pastor that just blessed me tremendously. And he's a pastor. You know, sometimes, how you doing, Doc? Doctor, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm very good. How's everyone this evening?
Everybody's A-OK. I'm going to say the prayer. We're going to get started, okay?
Amen.
Father, thank you in the name of Jesus this night. We come before you for all the things that you have done and is doing for us right now. We thank you for the great movement that you're having in the Holy Spirit. We want to praise you, want to love you, want to adore you, want to magnify your name. Want to thank you, Dr. Dolores. I want you to bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her heart be pumping pure, clean blood. Let her understanding be. All of us who believe, Father. And I call on you tonight because you're the only true God. You're the one that we call. You're the only one. The days we live in. We pray for the peace of America, for the seven continents. We pray that the president and Congress will come to a happy medium. We pray, Father, around the world for our brother Israel. For you said in Psalm 122, he that prays for Israel, pray that it would be prosperous. And we pray that the peace will be in Israel. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, tonight I've been talking. I got some things, if y'all will let me. I know I like to. One person said, talk. No, I don't. I just want to tell a story. But one thing I found out, the time we live in 1 week, we watched everything turn almost upside down. And then I'm going to get into the lesson. Because I want the people to listen. Somebody maybe listen. But I want to say this. One thing you take notice of. Over there in the Middle East, the war between Israel and Hamas, it ceased. But I know what's going on. See, everybody's is sizing up everybody, what they're going to do. Putin in Russia, he decided to kind of act a fool. All of a sudden, in the United States of America, almost in the hard land, here comes a man, a young man, shouldn't have been trying to do what he was doing, but he did it. But he should have, if they said, stop. But they shot him straight up. And I say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But you know what? The devil is alive. He's alive. He's alive. Everything that has happened thus far, because folks say, well, they're going to do, no, they ain't gonna. Satan can't do no more than what God is allowing him to do. And I want you to know this much, my beloved, as you talk to me. I was eating, well, you know, I still like to cook. I cooked my wife. We went out the other day, I believe it was Thursday or Wednesday. We went out to eat. And I always take out once a month. I always take out and have a sit down, me and her chit-chat together. We stopped at IHOP in Houston, Texas on 59 and 1960. And while we were eating, all of a sudden a man came on the inside and just took a seat. He sat down. I had to go to get my body taken care of, come back. He said, may I pray for you? I looked him eye to eye. I said, yes. He prayed for me. I prayed in the spirit. We both were speaking in tongues. Well, we finally come together. We exchanged pleurises. We got information. And I said to him, I said, brother, I'd like to have you on the radio station. If you got the Holy Ghost, he said, oh, yeah, I got the Holy Ghost. He said, but nobody likes me because I thought about Dr. DeLore. Nobody wants to see us move forward. Everybody's going to stand in the way. But God has a way. And I said to him, I said, well, come on the radio station. Do y'all know last night me and that man went on the radio station last night for one solid hour? And we had such a joyous time. And you know what? Now, here's what I want you to know. How God blesses us to come in understanding. This man has come out of, have you ever heard of a man, he's a national known man from Africa. Reinhard Bonnke. I may not say his name right, but I'm still recuperating and believing God that I'll speak better. Reinhard Bonnke. But this man has God has blessed him. When you see the big meeting, they had almost 1,000 plus up at this meeting in Africa. People got healed. People couldn't see. The blind eyes were. And so God has dismantled him and told him, go to America. He's coming to America, and he's coming on the 21st of September 2015. He's coming to Houston, Texas. And you see, I said, God, I said, you had this man out of meat so the man could tell me. I said, wow, look at God. See, God is ready to put things, God is putting things in order. He's putting things in order. He's doing it. See, the time, we ain't got no more time. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to fight it.
Amen.
And I say this to all of us that are listening to me that are coming on there. If I may finish, if I may, Doc, tell me something good what you got.
You know, I just give God the glory. I've just been praising God, you know, all this week for what he is doing for the Bible. Go back to God's word. He guides me to his book and read and give me understanding. So it's just truly a blessing.
I know. See, God will do it. He'll do it, sister. Everything so far. You know, we got this big meeting coming up. Everybody I can ask me to be a part of it. The lady's coming in from, I think you've spoken with her. You've heard her on the radio station. The woman who's a major in the United States Army. And God moved me when in February, just like I met you. God did the same thing. I said, that's the reason why. And I spoke with her. She's going to come to Houston on the 28th and 29th. She's going to be right here in Houston, Texas. I talked with her, asked her, will she come down and give what God has imparted to her? I prayed the whole time. And all of a sudden, God says, it's okay. And so I'm pressing my way in. See, because God is ready to make a move. See, a lot of the women have not been recognized. I'll say this again. A lot of women have not been recognized by a lot of the pastors in this society. A woman has the right. She has the right to preach the word. She has the right to teach the word. She has the right to prophesy. She has the right to pastor. Because with God, there is no male nor female. Help me, somebody. I'm getting excited. See, because what God wants. But I tell a lot of women, I say, sometimes don't push your way all the way in. Just open the door. That's all you got to do. Don't open the door. Y'all come on in. And everybody wants to hear what God's got to say. They will come on in. And I want to let you know, Dolores, I want to let you know that lady, her name is Brenda. they didn't know if it was cancer, what it was on her body. But we prayed, and we believed God. And she wrote back, and I tried to send everybody a copy of it. I put it on the internet. I put it on the Facebook. She said she didn't know what it was. But say God healed her.
Amen.
And that's what we're all about. See, I'm about one thing. I'm about God doing his will in me. See, that's all I want to see. Because I know these years I don't live, God has left me here for a reason. And one thing I take notice of, amen. So if I just might take a few minutes in this, I want to talk about something tonight, Dr. Dolores. I want to ask a question. And as I was doing my research and study, the question came to me from the book of Acts, 19, chapter 1. But here's a statement. Have you received, since you received, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? What a subject. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? See, one thing we take notice of, Dr. Lord, Paul was a great teacher. He was at Ephesus teaching those brothers. And he looked up and found 12 men. He stopped and talked with them. And he asked them a question. He knew something was wrong. He said, well, let me ask you something, men. He said, since you believe, have you received? And they said, wait a minute. They said, wait a minute. Who is this man here? See, they walk with John the Baptist, but they never walk with Jesus Christ. See, Jesus had disciples and John had disciples. Mm-hmm. If we go back and open up the scripture, the Bible say, the head of John the Baptist was lifted out. That's when Jesus took, hallelujah, he took prominence, he took authority in the earth realm. Because the word went out and Paul and John sent back, John the Baptist sent the word. He said, are you the one? I said, we look for another. glory to God. Are you the one, Sister Lois? I said, we look for another. So what did Jesus send back? He said, go tell him what you've seen. And that's when they lifted his head off his body. And I look, I said, you know what? In the Middle East, those people believe and lift your head off, don't they?
Amen.
See, but one of the things I want to point out is this. See, and when they confess their ignorance, see, it's no hurt to be ignorant. Because I was ignorant about a lot of things. But I had to learn. Ignorance is not a sin. Ignorance is just you don't know. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says. See, the more we... See, and so... See, we perish because we perish. We perish. We don't do what God calls to do and told to do. If we would do what... See, God says... He says, search the scriptures. He said, because if you search them, Hunter, you will find that I'm in there. And the more I've been digging deep into the subject, my beloved, I've been revealed some things. I'm gonna get to this lesson to you, but I got some Joel Moore. I was studying Psalm 22. God took me there for a specific reason. And you, when you read Psalm 22, you're going to find the whole melodrama of Jesus Christ. I was before my beloved. God said, my son, he said, my beloved was before me eye to eye. I look and I said, wait a minute. Is this God talking to us about his son, Jesus? Yeah. The son, made the decision he would give his life for the fallen man that he might bring man back. And the father said, you don't have to go down there, son. You don't have to go. He said, but Father, if it pleases you, see, this is the issue a lot of us have today. If it pleases you, Father, I'll do what you want. He said, if it pleases you, I'll go down and I'll obey. He came down. When you read the 22nd chapter of Psalm, you'll see what Jesus was saying. As I read in that scripture deep into it, I watched and I looked and I saw how God was in the dog. How did they treat him first of all? He said, they're going to whip me. They're going to call my back to be scarred. They're going to pierce my flesh. And they did it. Sin through Adam. Because Adam did not understand and didn't know. But it was a plan of God that God could show the devil because there's a war. See, God sets things up before we even know about it. But it's always a mystery. And when we get to read the mystery, it comes to reality. To take note of what God is saying in the scripture, he said these words. He says, praise the living God. See, God is so good. Amen? Amen. See, one thing that John said, the Apostle Paul, he says, there's a mystery. He says, some things we don't understand. He said, we won't understand until we get to heaven. And still we there won't understand it because it's going to still be a mystery. The mystery is throughout eternity. How did God speak himself into existence? I don't know, but it's a mystery. How did God do what he did here? Amen. But it's a mystery. I don't know, but it's a mystery. All I know, that if I serve the living God, he said he is, why should I go to become a Muslim? Why should I be want to come a raghead? Why come I can't serve the true and living God? Point taken. And what happened in that book of, when you read the book of Psalm 22, we're going to find moreover that the love that Jesus had for the Son, he said these words. He said, the words I receive are not mine, but they are of the Father. Everything Jesus did, he said, these are not my words, but they are the Father. I do as the Father pleases him. We saw the person get healed. We saw the woman who was all bent over here. We saw the one who for 18 years been bleeding. We saw the man who was paralyzed. We saw the man who had demonic. We saw God working his Son. But he said, it's not me, it's my Father. Well, they said, if that's the case, he said, where's the Father that we might look at him? And Jesus said, God said to him, he said, have I been with you that long you don't know who I am? That's a mystery being revealed. See, sometimes we can be in the presence of God and not even know it. God makes it. Amen. God, amen. See, I know when we all need different jobs and attitudes and things, we see everybody got their own ideas.
That's right.
Well, I don't think you ought to do it like that, Dr. DeLord. I think we ought to look at it my way. Okay, let's look at it your way. Let's pray about it, I say. When we pray about a situation, God gives us a solution. His solution is one. One God, one Son, and one Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And see, Dr. Zero, it's one thing I found out. See, you just don't know the joy that you put in my heart for what you obey God. And every song that you amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Didn't even know went to school together. Working on our, but God did.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And look what God is doing. And so right now, here we are. The whole wide world is hearing every word we're saying, heartbeat to heartbeat.
Amen.
See,
amen.
And I say this, I say this with love and kindness. There were many with us, but there were many went away. It was not because of what I thought, it's because of what they wanted to do. I said, I love you. But they're gone. We keep praying. I don't hate them. I love them. Because I know all of us, even myself, have to give an account of them to work on their radio station. I have to give an account. See, if I got it wrong, God's not going to let me sleep till I come to him. Somebody
amen.
Ought to
amen.
Say hallelujah. Because,
amen.
Amen. See, I know, Dr. Lewis, I know that when I worked for the city for 31 years, whatever that supervisor tell me to do, I did it. Well, you know what they always say? Why don't you do a little bit more? It's because you didn't tell me to. You told me to do exactly this, and that's what I did. You can't get wrong with a person. You can't get angry with a person because if you tell me to do something, the Lord says, say, go down there and park the car right there on the right side and leave it there and sit there and wait for a whole hour. I do that. I've obeyed what you wanted done. Now for that
amen.
1 hour. Hey, am I right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, and if I can get some brothers and sisters, see, the reason why I'm finding that God is revealing what's going on in this hour, there are a lot of people who are sliding back into darkness and ignorance. They're sliding back into it because they don't want the Holy Ghost. Because
well, you know
they are
what,
ignorant.
You know
go ahead.
Oh, Dr. Hunt. That's you say a lot of people are sliding back. Well, a lot of people don't understand. And if you don't allow the Lord to reveal Himself to you, you're sliding back too. You have to seek the Lord with all your heart. As you said earlier, it's a mystery to the kingdom of heaven. It's a mystery, and He only reveals the mystery to those who are seeking Him.
Thank you.
With your whole heart, then He'll reveal that to you because God touches the heart, and He knows if you really want Him or not. You know, you know. So sometimes when we look out at people, well, they find that people don't understand. It is a mystery to the kingdom of heaven. You just don't get this. This is not for everybody. That's just walking around and not seeking Him. If seeking Him, you will find me. Then seek me and you'll find me. And so that's why the confusion come in. And a lot of people have been misled. That's another thing. I find that a lot of people have been misled, been in churches for years and have been misled. So you've been misled all these years, and now when the truth comes, if you're not seeking the Lord for the truth, you won't find the truth. And you won't understand the truth when the truth is spoken to you. So you have to be seeking Him.
Well,
let me ask
you this, Doctor. What you said has a lot of, you have made a 100% evaluation to be true. But a lot of people, now I need you to help me. Perhaps I'm not out, so, but I say to people, don't come follow me. Can I help you to understand? They told me in my church that we do it this way. Well, are you ready to leave your church? No. You want to stay in ignorance. You need to go where there's teaching, progressive teaching of the Word of God. And like you said, Dr. Delores, the reason why some people, because they've been mistreated, they've been dogged, they've been pushed aside. And those who are not trying to reach and say, how can I help you to restore yourself? So,
you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
The thing about that is that's why I pray and ask God. I don't try to restore people on my own. I go to God and I ask Him, if there be someone that's searching for you, Lord. Because, see,
yes.
God knows everybody. And,
yes.
Lord, whatever you lead to me and me to them, if you have a word for them, I'll open my mouth and, Lord, you speak because I'm willing. And, Lord, if there's a word for Let me hear it. I'm willing to listen. So a lot of times, people, I don't go out seeking people anymore because God said he'll answer. I don't go out seeking them. I ask the Lord to show me where they are. If whatever his will is, because see, I want to stay in the will of God. I want to do God's will. And when God sends people to me, then I want to open my mouth and I want the Holy Ghost to speak so those people can understand. But see, I'm human. But I want the Holy Ghost to these people. Through me, I tell people, greater is he that is in me is the one that wants to speak to you. Because I don't know nothing without him. But I'm seeking for him and searching for him. And seeking and searching for him all my life and will continue because he revealed things to me. And I was just speaking to my mother this afternoon, and I was saying, you know, I was reading, God led me, hallelujah, to Exodus 3. And he was talking about how he was, if you obey his instruction, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you obey my instruction, then he said, he'll even heal you. And so, you know, the thing about it is, it's obeying God's instructions.
It is.
See, a lot of people don't want to obey the instructions. They want to be healed, but they don't want to obey. They want to be delivered, but they don't want to obey. They want all the gifts of God, but they don't want to obey. So if you obey him, if you seek him, then guess what? You can have those things that you ask.
That's right.
If you truly seek him. So that's the problem today. People want to act like they want to call his name like they're calling my name and your name, and it ain't going to work.
Ain't going to work.
He's the holy God, and he should be treated that way as holy. They worship, they honor everybody and everything. I'm not saying to not give honor where honor is due, but what I'm saying is you put everything, when you begin to serve others, you begin to put everything before our Father, and when you begin to put everything before the Lord Jesus Christ, then guess what? You're not worthy. People wonder why they don't receive. You're not receiving because there's something in your life and you got to go to him and ask, Lord, what is it that I need to do? See, because my feet may need to be healed. Your arm may need to be healed. But the same word for my leg will be for your arm, but it'll be revelated in a different way for me and you. So you can find it, and you can have the gift of God, but you got to be seeking it, and you got to want it, because you can't call him like you call me or you, because it's not going to work. See, oh God, that they can call. Look, I'll call you when I need you, and that's not going to work. And they honor everything and everybody except him. You know, they give honor to the ball game, to this, to that, everything in this earth. But
yes.
Jesus don't get honor. He don't get it. So why should he be doing it to the people? Why is all this happening? Because you're honoring these idol gods. And then you want to call upon them in your time of need? Come on now.
My God. Oh, Jesus.
So when we said people are in darkness, that's because when you start holding hands with the majority instead of still catching hold to the truth, to the Spirit of God, then guess what? You're going to serve your God.
Yes.
See what he can do for you.
Yes.
All these things that in the earth, they'll continue. Because you know why? We got so many people, they serve, every time you hear or see or look, they serving and giving honor to everything. He get a tiny bit, not even a tenth of their honor.
My God.
And then they think they can pay their tithes and it's all right. But that's not so. You got to honor him with your whole heart. So that's the problem that we're having, because they know of him and they don't know him. And a lot of people don't want to know him because they don't want to obey instruction. So that's what the problem is today. And so that's why I pray and ask God, Lord, you lead and guide me. Whatever your will is, wherever you send me, I'll open my mouth, you speak. Feed your people, Lord. Feed them. Feed your people. I don't know what they need, but you know what they need. Because, see, just like you said, the gentleman that came and prayed for you, you didn't know he was going to be there. He didn't know you was going to be there. But God knows how to feed his people. He knows how to feed his people. He knows just what you need when you need it at the right time. So we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I know I do. I give him the glory. I thank God for what he's doing. For those who are truly seeking him and listening for his voice. I love hearing him. I love hearing him. So that I just pray that people, if they don't get anything else, go to the Word for yourself and seek him out. Seek him out. Seek the Lord out. He wants you to seek him out. He wants to be found. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force anything on you. If you don't want it, he's not going to force himself on you. But if you want him, he's there for you. Morning, noon, and night. 365, 24/7. So that's what the problem is. Amen? So I just thank God. You know, I give God the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. And if anybody be listening and want to hear him, he's there for you. He's truly there. Amen? God tonight, we just thank God. We truly thank God. Giving God all the glory. We want to obey his instruction. Do what he has called us to do in this earth. A million people going to hear us and believe the word, and a million people going to look at the outer appearance and say, oh, he or she don't know anything. But that's still okay. Because when God is speaking, and if you would adhere to the word of God, it's a benefit for you. It's a benefit. But we just want to give God the glory. I tell everybody that I come near, praise him, give him the glory, because he's worthy to be praised. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. So we just thank God. Amen. We thank God, giving God all the glory, the honor, and praise tonight. I thank God for allowing us to be here. And for those that are listening, God loves us all. He loves each and every one of us. And so he's worthy to be praised. He's truly worthy. We should set aside that time, pray to him, read his word, and seek him out. And allow him to come into our lives. And I'll tell you what, it will truly, truly make a difference. Truly make a difference. Amen? Truly will make a difference. Hello? Truly will. But anyway, as we go forward tonight, we just thank God. I pray that everybody that's listening get their word out. Reach your word. Seek God out. Everybody goes through things. Everybody have problems. There's not one on this earth that has not had a problem or won't have a problem. Everybody has something to go through or has gone through something. So we just need to seek the Lord out, seek his word, seek his instructions, and follow them. After he gives you instructions, follow them and obey them, and you can have what you want in Jesus' name. So we just thank God for tonight. We give God the glory. Amen. Praise the living God. Hello? Are you there, Dr. Hunt? I don't know what happened to the phone. I guess the... Hello? Yeah.
I'm back on, doctor. Hello? Hello? Ah, praise God, I'm back on. You know what I found now? Okay, underneath my table, there's a switch. I got to get this taken care of. Because my leg's so long, every time it touch that switch, it just falls. It knocks everything out of socket. So I got to get that squared away. But we were having such a good conversation. See, I know that we ain't going to blame nobody who made a mistake. But I will say this too. What you were saying has more of understanding of the day that we now live in. People don't want to give that. They don't know. I ain't getting that preacher my money. But they keep forgetting it. God says three things that keep things moving. It's, first of all, it's love, it's seed time, and it's above all peace. The more you have seed time, the more you're going to see. The more you have love, the more you're going to see God move, because God is love.
Yes, He is.
A lot of pastors don't believe in tithing themselves.
Well, you know, the thing about that is God know what you have and He know what you don't have.
Thank you.
The thing about God, He's not going to force you to give Him anything because it belongs to Him anyway.
It belongs to Him.
So the thing about it is, if you don't want to give it, keep it. That's the other thing.
I like the way you said that. If you don't want to give it, keep it.
That's on them.
Amen.
So that's why I go to God with everything I need. And wherever I go, I'm going. Because it's water.
There you go. Amen. Teach, sister.
So, you know, so that's why I tell people, don't ask man. Don't even know him. Because, see, man will fail you. God already told us that. I tell people this. I said, look, I fail you. I'm just going to be honest. And not intentionally, but sometimes everybody, you get busy, you got things that come up, things that, whatever.
Yeah.
I fail you. But go, I tell you this. Go to the Lord, because I know he'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Never leave you, nor forsake you. But me, I'm human. Now, I might. Because I might get busy. I'm things going in our lives that sometimes we have no control over.
I know.
But you know, they said that's why I tell you I don't make promises, because I can't keep them. You go to Jesus Christ, because he can keep every one of them.
Every one of them.
Everything that he promised you, he can do it. I can't.
He can do it.
So guess what? You go to him for what you don't go to the Lord. Go to him and ask him. Go to him and talk about whatever. Whatever you want to talk about, he's there to listen.
He got it.
He can do
it. And you know, hallelujah. That's a guarantee. And you know one thing that I listen, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. And I can appreciate the Lord in you. And
I appreciate it. I do. I was just telling my mama, I thank God for revealing to me who he is. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. See, I thank God for revealing to me who he is.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have to go ask nobody, like I told my mom. Look, I don't have to search for my God. I know where he is.
And he's inside of us.
So I don't have to search for him. Hallelujah. He's right here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Morning, noon, and night, I can call upon. I don't have to go seeking a God. I have my own. I know where he is. I don't have to find, you know, thank God for Jesus for allowing me to know him. He revealed himself to me at his appointed time, the things that I need to know at my time.
Amen.
I give God the glory. We're not going to know everything, thank God for Jesus, but in my season, hallelujah. I'm going to have what I need. If I keep seeking him, if I obey him, if I follow his instructions, I'm going to have what I need.
Amen.
One thing about it, when he get whatever he give you, can't no man take it away. They
can't take it away.
They cannot take it away from you. Not when you obeying and doing God's will. Following the instructions.
And you know what, amen. I've been noticing this week we don't supposed to go to Tia every 3 times a week. And for some reason or another, I got busy, like you said, and forgot to do the time. I said, oh, my Lord. But Lord said, that's okay. You can spend time with me.
Amen.
And I said, okay, Lord. So the time I spent with the Lord, God has informed me. He's got me understanding how to make a move, how to do this and how to do that. I said, Lord, you are awesome. He said, you ain't even seen nothing yet. Amen. We ain't seen nothing yet.
Nothing.
And see, nothing. I was saying, I said, well, Lord, I said, I know that you won't. He said, I'll send them. So God is going to send everything that's needed, as you said. And you've seen it come. See, when I was praying, you were praying, and God had us connect together. God is all available. He's available.
Always.
And I say to everybody that's listening to us and that on the radio station out there, whether you're in America, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in Buckantu, wherever you are around the world, Yeshua HaMashiach, the living Son of God, loves you He loves you. He gave his life. Amen. And I was listening to a radio show today on the religion. I done got to the point now I want to turn the regular shows off on the television, because everything is, he said it, they did it, he should have killed him, he ought to kill him. I said, I don't need to let my spirit get all jumped up with that mess.
Huh.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
But when I heard today a man say, over there in the Middle East, and they said they don't understand, they're finding 1 million Muslims are coming to the Lord every month, seeking the Lord Jesus. I said, wow! I like the way you said that, huh? And they're seeking him. And when you hear a Jewish man say that they're seeking him, he knows what he's talking about, because he's the Messiah. He knows. They want to say, how do we know your Jesus? How do we come to know your Jesus? Now, you know what? If that ain't enough to make you want to flip upside down and shoot backwards, I tell you, that's shouting. That's shouting news right there.
Yeah.
Who we got them right here in America. And I'm not trying to put them down. I love them. But I love what you said, sister. I've asked God. I said, Lord, in my ignorance, I want to be, if I'm in my ignorance, show me. A man told me one day how to pronounce a word. And somebody said, you should have told him to kiss. I said, no, that man helped me to understand. You have to pronounce a word. Go ahead, doctor.
Amen. Well, you know what? See, some people get so proud and so wrapped up because, and you know what, I was listening to people just this past week, and so I was listening to them because they are so highly educated, and about Moses, I was like, wow, these people think they know something, and the Bible says, he that thinks he knows something don't know nothing. You can pronounce words all you want, but if you don't have Jesus, your words mean nothing. And see, I thought about Moses when I was talking, listening to these people talk. They're so highly educated. Uh-huh. And I was listening to them talk. And I thought about Moses when the Lord told him to go to Pharaoh. Now, he going to send him to a king. Moses said, I'm not an elegant speaker. Hey, but these people think they're so proud. They're so highly educated. And the Lord let me know. He said, yeah, but me and the Father and the Holy Spirit. He said, they think they high. So they talk high. I said, I came down to your level. He said, I came down to meet these people. I came down off the throne. And you think you highly educated? I'm the one who taught you. Everything you know, and you think you ain't no better than the next man. The next man can have just what you have if he want it. If he's seeking, he can have. And then you know what? He may not want that because he want me more.
Yes.
He want me more. People think they're so much. I just look at them because I'm thinking, man, if you only knew.
Amen.
Start knowing the potter and didn't realize you're nothing but clay. Then you got yourself something. But other than that, you don't know nothing. Just because you went to school and now you think that you're highly educated, thank God for education. Thank God for it. But don't think you, because Jesus said, I came down off the throne.
Came down.
Hey, and you think you're strong. You think you know something? You don't know nothing.
Hallelujah.
All you know, and most of the people I have watched just this within the last 2 weeks, these so-called people, you know what? They get educated to go out and rob the poor. That's what they get educated for, to go out and rob the poor. I watched it. So you're educated because now you know that the poor don't really know what you know. So what you going to do, you going to rob them.
Rob them.
I'm just laughing at you. I'm laughing at you. You're evil. I'm laughing at you. Because, see, now you're doing wrong. If you educated, you educated to help somebody.
Amen.
You're not educated to rob them and to put them down. Because the Bible talks about that.
Yes.
So I said, you know what? I said, those who think they know something, I just sit back and look at them. I said, because my God is laughing at you. How you stored up all these treasures on the earth and that you're going to leave here. And you think you stored them up for your children? They might not even get a chance to use any of it.
Talk about it, sister. Talk about it.
It might not be but for a little while. You know what I'm saying? They might perish before your eyes and you wondering why. Hey, we had it all. Yeah, but now they're gone. You know? So people got to realize what an education is for. And when you realize, hey, the master come out off the throne to save us, when people think about that, the master coming off the throne, you know. So people think I just look at how, you know, I was watching these judges and the lawyers and everything and how they operate. And I thought, my God, they don't realize their soul is at stake. But see, too much compromising is going on.
That's it.
See, because everybody go with the majority. You know, the majority rules, they say. And I'm like, well, go ahead. Because y'all can have that. Because I'm looking forward to heaven.
I know.
Y'all are looking forward to what's in the earth. And that's all Satan has to offer you. Is what's
that's
here.
That's
because
all.
Then he don't have anything else to offer you.
Amen.
So grab all you want if that's what you want.
Amen.
He offered that to Christ, but he said no. So these people are gathering all they can in the earth. I watch them just gathering all they can. And I'm thinking children killing themselves and killing their parents and now we got it all. Now we're dragging them. Dead and gone, you know. And now your kids won't enjoy because they're in prison or they kill themselves. You know, it's just so sad. It's just so sad. They should come into a miracle. For what? Miracle has gone to hell and harvest. America is nothing anymore because you know what? They have thrown all the principles out. They have thrown all the morals out. Everybody's doing what they want to do. Everybody's doing what they want to do. Everybody's seeking after the things in the world.
Yeah.
The majority is seeking. There are only a few of us who said, hey, look, we're seeking after the Lord Jesus. That's what y'all talking about. We're not with the in crowd. That's why people look at us strange. They're all in. She is. She don't know nothing. We ain't going over there. Well,
you don't even know. That's what I learned from an old lady. She said, I may not have good education, but my medication. She said, but I sure know how to count my money.
Amen.
Amen. And everybody said, what did you just say? I said, in your words, she just said, because you're too busy trying to make more money, but she's watching her money come in, counting it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and the thing about it is, see, so many people talk about it, but the Bible says, if I'm wrong, correct me, because, the Bible says, he said, I send a comforter to teach you everything you need to know, everything.
That's it, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost will teach you everything you need to know. Just seek him out.
Seek him out.
Everything you need to know.
Amen.
So think that they are highly educated, you don't know nothing yet. You don't know nothing. You don't know your soul is in danger behind education. I'm not condemning education. It's good to have one. But when you get one, no one is far.
That's
it. Just to go out and help others. Just to go out and tell others. Go out to be a witness.
That's it.
And that's what, on top of it, God will allow you to make an honest living. Amen? An honest living. Your education. You don't have to go out here and rob, steal, and kill. You don't have to cheat and rob the poor.
Amen. Amen.
Does he let you ride in the Rolls Royce? No, but it's sure good to see him in it. I said, now, because what God gives to the body of Christ, I give it to the body of Christ.
Amen.
I don't want to try to build up. See, I'm going to never build you up. I'm going to build you up in Jesus Christ. I'm going to say, Lord, you're speaking words to her. You're speaking wisdom to her. You're speaking understanding to her. Why? So it can help me and somebody else that's listening.
Amen.
That's how
Amen.
We iron sharp as iron. And we know that. We know it.
Amen.
See, amen. See you and see I tell everybody, I say everybody wanna go to the wood truck, but nobody wants to take any wood off of it. See, when I was growing up, we had to take wood. Folks said, well, you know, I said, do you know what? Somebody had to prepare that wood to get to this store. If you ever want to take a trip and go to the country, you're going to see people taking wood, cutting it up, preparing it for needly use. That's how things move in the society. If you don't want a job, I told a person some time ago, I said, look, man, I can show you today, if you will listen to me, how you can make you $5,000 a week if you want to. Oh, man, he said, no, that's too much work. I said, no, it's not. All you need is three things. You need a lawnmower, an edger, and one, so you can go and get a person yard. So let me work your yard for you. And this is what I'm going to charge you. Once you charge that person for $20, somebody else going to see that yard. They go on it. Am I making sense? That makes sense.
That's right. It makes sense. It makes sense. But you know what? I tell you what. I mean, you say you were telling somebody they can do that. But see, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
It's not.
But it's good information, see. It's good. If you don't have nothing else, you can do that. Or if you have something else, you can do. But see, it's not because everybody wants something. No, I'll take it back. Not everybody. But some people want a handout.
Some people.
Like I said earlier, they want the gifts of God, but they don't want him. They want God to just fucking, you know, write it down, everything I need. But, hey, I don't, I, you know, I'll come, if I get time, I might come to church, you know, every now and then. But they want him to write it all down. So with you giving them information like that, they're like, oh, no, I can't do it. Well, it's not for you then. It's for somebody who wants it. Somebody else wants that opportunity. They say, oh, they jump on that and say, oh, yeah, you're right. I can go, and they jump on it. But it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
No.
Some people take that information and they say, oh, yeah, you know what? A man told me this, and I think I'll go. And they began to exercise what you have told them. But some people take that and say, oh, no. They want you to give it to them.
Yeah.
And then they want somebody else to go out and make money and bring that to them.
Yeah.
You know, this world has, the people in this world have become, I mean, it's just, when you look out at and see where people are today and how we came up and how we had to work hard, I thank God for Jesus for our parents teaching us how to survive and how to work.
Yes.
And to look out at these people now, instead of them going working, some of them want to take it. They want to take it from you. You know, and so instead of them using what God has given them, they will sit down and sit up under the tree, wherever they can sit, and hope that they can beg their way through life.
You know, mentioning that brought me to a position. Like I was telling a person how to kind of get along with, I said, well, I can tell a man, I said, do you know one thing that you may not want to cut the yard, but I want to tell you can wash a car. I don't want to do that, man. Well, if you don't want to cut a yard, you don't want to wash a car, you can go and you can tell the person, say, well, look, do you have something around your house that I can do? And my mother always told me. She told me how to mop, how to sweep, how to fold up clothes, how to wash. My mother told me, she said, you will not know. And your wife come, you need to help her. And when I get to my house and start cleaning up, I know what needs to be done in the house. Some men, and I say some men, not all men, but some men don't want to do nothing. That's what you say. You know what, can you bring me a piece of ice cake? No, I ain't going to bring you nothing. I'm not going to do it. You're going to have to get up off your hindsight. You hungry? You know, we see these signs. They say, I will work for money. I told a guy one day, I said, well, brother, I need somebody to help me in my yard over here. He said, no, man, if I lose this, I lose all my money. I said, oh, he just lying.
You know what? I tell you one thing, Dr. Hunter. I used to feel sorry for people, and that's not a bad thing.
No.
I used to see people on the street, and they would be begging and just, you know, asking for money and stuff. And my heart used to go out. But I got to praying one day, and I said, Lord, you know, my heart goes out. But you know what the Lord revealed to me is when I tell you to give. Because, see, God knows your heart. We don't. So I'm doing that. Because you're able-bodied. You stand out there at 8 or 9 hours a day holding a sign. You can be doing something. I don't care if they're picking up cans.
There you go.
So if you sit out there a whole 8 hours every day, you should be somewhere putting in the application.
Thank you.
You should be doing something. And if you got a disability, you getting a check, or you should be. And you shouldn't be out there on the street. And see, I don't deal with that anymore. And when people come up, because see, too many people, you can't now distinguish the good from the bad. So unless the Lord tells me to give to that person, I'm not giving to him.
I ain't giving a nickel. I'm not gonna give him. I'm like the old man said. I'm not gonna give him a flat quarter.
No. I'll probably give you some water, but I ain't giving you the money. Because see, if I'm going to take what God has blessed me with and give it to you to throw away, I can throw it away myself. Then I'm throwing away my blessing that God has given me, and I'm not going to do that. Because why should he bless give to you to throw it away? I don't think so.
And that's one of the things I say that we're talking about tonight is a lot of the people, particularly, we got to pray for the believers to get busy into the earth realm. Because Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach this gospel.
The gospel.
And we got to go and preach it like he said, not what we said, but because God has made it so. It's up to us, to the believers. And I say this constantly to a lot of the people. And what you're saying there, Doctor, I was noticing one of the things you said. Some people want everything you have. You know, person said, well, you know, you got this here. And I said, no, but you don't understand what I had to go through to get to where I am right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you had it made. I said, no, I haven't. There were many times I had to just wait on God to move for me, through me, by me.
Amen.
And let me tell you, the greatest thing you understand what humility is. When your body has been attacked and nobody can come help you off the floor, you start praying and God gives you a way how to get off your knees when you done fail.
Amen.
Tell you what I know, not what I heard. I'm telling you what I know.
Amen. That's right.
Somebody said you should have somebody was there. Well, according to my understanding, somebody was there. They were, but they didn't hear me. Because it was time for God to let me prove himself to me.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Didn't see. And I tell everybody, I said, stop looking at what you see, but hear what God is saying. We're living in a time, Doctor, well, we got to just be humble to God and not to man. We got to love the pastor, but we ain't got to make him God. We got to love the prophet, we ain't got to make him God. We got to do the same thing with the fivefold minister. And I tell folks every day of my life, the more, and you know what, all of a sudden here for the last 30, 40 days, I ain't been doing too much talking to people. And everybody want to know why I want, they come up and they say, you're so quiet, what's going on? I said, well, if I told you, would you believe it? they ain't going to believe. See, the quieter I get, the more I can hear God's voice through the earth realm. I mean, if you just sit out there in the country and just be quiet, you can hear God vibrating. Somebody ain't going to say amen, but I'm going to say hallelujah. See, I know where it goes. When you went out there, you sit down and you heard a butterfly, you heard a bee, and you heard through the grass something move. But if we can just tell the people to stay on, stay on, stay on, as they say in the military, stay on point. Stay on point.
Amen.
When you get off the point, you're going to mess up. But you know what, Doctor, one of the things that I know in this life we live in, because here we are, we're seeing judgment to start at the house of God.
Amen.
And there are a lot of pastors I've met at a far, I was at the one here in Houston. Oh, about a month or so ago. And he got the same game he's playing. And he said, I'm learning how to walk better at Home Depot. And somebody called, so that's Brother Hunter. And he said, oh, yeah, that old Hunter. Now, he's a preacher, a pastor.
Oh, well, that's...
I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. See, because when you got hate in your heart for somebody, against somebody, the best thing to do is be quiet and let God fight your battle.
That's right. That's right.
And what somebody told, ma'am?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. See, and so I was telling, see, I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to con up a game to get some things. He wanted somebody to come by his house and do something to women. I know what his game is. I know what his game was. But I prayed that they wouldn't go by his house, and they ain't been by there. I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But, well, there's nothing doing, too.
Go ahead. Speak the word.
There's nothing but human. And see, when you're not, it doesn't matter if you say you're a pastor, preacher, teacher. The biggest thing is you're going to be held accountable. That's the thing.
Accountable. Now you're talking.
You're going to be held accountable, see.
Using
God's name in vain, you're going to be held accountable. For taking on that. You're going to be held accountable. And see, I was talking to a lady today, and she was telling me about how a lot of pastors are using their members and so forth and so on. I said, they're going to be held accountable for that. Highly accountable. Highly accountable. See, and you know, as the Lord began to reveal to me, there's a great sin, and then there's a greater sin.
Yes.
And I was telling some people today, you got to be careful who you agree with. Be careful. What the pastor is saying or that person is saying to you before you agree with them.
I know.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So make sure you listen before you agree. Because the Bible says there's a great sin and then there's a greater sin.
And a greater sin. And you know the one thing that I always tell everybody? The thing we need to do is come to an understanding. And some people say, well, you don't know what I know. You don't do what I do. Now, I'm not telling them what you do. I want to do what God wants done. And all I want to do is tell everybody that we continue to tell this gospel of Jesus Christ. The only way that we're going to get folks to get the foot of the Holy Ghost. And see, a lot of the folks nowadays, folks say, well, you know, I know God. Well, I raise a question. Does God know you?
That's the most important thing.
Because God the Father, he ain't even saying nothing about you anymore. Because he allowed his son to come and give his life for all the wrongness that Adam had done. So I tell man, no, God ain't got you. No, he ain't. You got to come to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said to everybody, including me, I had to come to Jesus. A wretched sin I come. Lord, I done lied. I done stole. I done this. Lord, I done everything. Can you find room to forgive me? And God heard my heart. And God moved me up the ladder. Not a man, not a woman. God moved me up the ladder.
Amen. Nobody
so,
the Lord.
So the more joy we find in the body of Christ, the more we should be involved. And see, I have to, because my heart cries out for this, for Texas. Texas is big time trouble.
Big time.
Big time trouble.
Well, see,
you can ask the folks, ma'am.
Texas put the Lord out. That's the first reason right there.
Come on.
Because they put the Lord out. They wanted man. You know when they was crying out for, they wanted them a God? They wanted a king?
Yeah.
They don't want God. They don't want him. They want him to be at their beck and call. And that's why a lot of them will say this. When tragedy happened, they said, come on, everybody, let's pray. I can't come together with y'all. Because, see, y'all want to call him when you want to, and he's not that kind of God.
No.
You want to sit out and have a visual prayer. But you need to be calling on him day and night. And not just come, out and have a visual. Not just come out and pray when tragedy happens. But see, they have put God out. They put him out of Texas. They don't want him. They didn't want him.
They don't want him.
So now everything is happening. They wondering what's going on. Do we buy more guns?
I love it, teacher.
We're going to call president. We call a governor. Who we need to call? But see, you put God out. When you put God out, you're going to have some trouble. And they ain't seen the trouble that they're going to have. Robbing and killing and everything else is going on. And you put God out? Well, hey. They cause trouble.
Doctor? As I have discovered this, there are a lot of people in this life we now live. There are a lot of people that say they love the Lord. But all you got to do is listen to them. Listen to that conversation. Listen to that conversation. And their conversation will tell you whether or not they love the Lord. See, if they love the Lord, they don't mind suffering for him.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us that we're going to suffer for him. But it's good suffering. It's
Amen.
A good suffering. And as you said, a lot of people in the churches now, and I asked people, I said, well, can we have a prayer visual at your church? No, we don't do that here.
And you know what? And they right, because this is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord spoke to me. I asked the Lord, what's going on? He said, the glory of God is going out to churches. He said, they're doing their own thing. He said, they're not recognizing me. So they're not hearing from me.
No, they're hearing from themselves.
So they're putting their own thing. So that's why when you say, can I come here? No, for what? We're doing our own thing. We ain't doing no crowd. Mm-hmm. No, we're not praying in here. We got our own thing going on. So, what can you expect?
But it got me to a point where I said, well, brother, y'all have prayer meetings? And no, we got a meeting every now and then we have a prayer meeting. I said, but do y'all come together collectively? No. See, there's got to be some voices crying out in the wilderness right now. In the wilderness of Houston, there's got to be voices crying out. Because I know when I came to Houston, you was almost scared to come up to a police officer. He look at you, turn your head.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want, no, you haven't turned your head because you don't know he might arrest you. Now, they don't even have any respect for the LAW. Not only those, but they don't have respect for God's law.
You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says evil shall slay the wicked.
Yeah.
When they got wicked and put him out, they put the Lord out. So now evil is so prevalent.
Yes.
And it's beginning to get more and more because they put him out. He said evil shall slay the wicked.
Yeah.
They got wicked all I mean, they want to do everything that they can,
They don't want God to be involved.
They don't want him involved. Because they got their own scheme. They got their own evil scheme. So you put God out. If you put him out, that means that I don't know and I don't have to serve him. But when things get hot and heated, then guess what? I call him. He may not show up. He's not that kind of God.
But you know what, sister?
Mm-hmm.
Sister, may I say this?
Yes.
The reason why I'm excited about what you're saying, see, there are a lot of people saying that they, and we have to pray for them, in their, as we said, in their ignorance, in their fear, and if I'm not understanding what God wants done, because you can help a person and say, let me lead you to the Lord's Prayer in the 23rd number song. He got an option. He can receive what you're saying, But he can say, I don't know how to read, but let me show you how to read. Let me become your tutor. How much is it going to cost? No, I'm going to do this because God has somebody help me not to read, but do what I'm doing better.
Huh?
And we live in this society. And the more I begin to see the sharpening of God's word, the more humble I get to God. God, I surrender. All that I have, I surrender to you. And you know what I love? When Paul was talking to those apostles in the 19th chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul asked that question. And today on the street, you can ask the same question. Now, if I stop one church and say, now, since y'all have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? They're going to fight you. They're going to fight you. They're going to fight you. But they don't know. The Holy Ghost is the mark of God. It's a seal. It's a seal that God puts on you. Because, hallelujah. And the more I just take the royal diadem and say, Lord, purge me, shake me, make me what you would have me to be. See, sometimes, Dr. DeLores, a lot of people are upset at you. A lot of them don't like you. But you keep praying for them. The same with me. We keep praying for them. That no evil shall befall them or come near our dwelling place because God has given his angels charge to watch over us. Why? Because we are his chosen. You could be a part of the chosen. Come on, get in the ring. There's room over here. Come on in.
Amen.
Come on in. There's room at the cross. As he said himself, there's room at the cross. Many.
Amen.
And there's a many shifting paths, by the way. That old lady was saying that song. She said, I stood by. And I saw a ship passing away. And what we're seeing today, what bothers me, and I have to get myself so in tune, I said, Lord, he said, I have to do like the Apostle Paul and all those prophets did in that hour and time. We need to get more involvement to get people. If we can get 5 people together and have a prayer meeting, if we can get 5, make it 10, make it 20, make, that's how we increase in validity and understanding of what God wants done. Some teachers see. Now, I always say this here. See, I met a teacher, a woman teach me, and I said, wow. And God said, if you're obedient, you might learn something. I'm learning something. See, a lot of men don't want to learn nothing. Y'all not going to pray with me. Come on, somebody, and say hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
See, and I was telling a person, I said, you know what, some of the greatest women in the world, and I teach a man, they said, man, you must be smoking the weed. I said, no, I'm not smoking the weed, I'm smoking the truth.
Amen.
A woman, listen to it. Here I go. When a woman's heart is set on love for God, ain't no man going to change that.
Amen.
And when a man's heart is set on serving God, ain't no woman going to change it.
Amen. That's right.
See, and that's where we are in this hour we live in right now. I'm asking God to stir me up. I'm getting ready to put a letter out in all of Houston to ask everybody to come to the meeting we're going to have here in the month, this month. Not because I want to see them come, but sometimes I learned this here, doctor. See, the more you reach out, the more God opens the path up for you.
Amen.
See, and when the path is open, God can get his willing. See, God, he said, and what I love when I read in the book, God say, and as I was reading, the Apostle Paul said, he said, here he is, Jesus Christ. He was God, took on the form of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Took on the form of a man, humble himself.
Amen.
That he might go to the cross, be crucified, raised from the dead. Why did he do it? That he might that he might destroy, hallelujah, Holy Father, the works of the devil, and that he might release those who have been in bondage for all these years of death. No more death. That's why the Bible says, Paul said, O death, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? He said, it's all in his right hand. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all in his right hand. And see, but now, yes, Lord. Right now, you got a lot of people. If you can sing a song and put the word out, you're gonna do all right. Well, you got it. And I said, that ain't preaching.
Hmm.
Preaching is delivering the word of God.
Amen.
Now I know it gets a little fiery. I know. I understand. But when, see, that night I was down there with the revival down there in Hempstead, I knew what God told me. He said, there ain't many coming, but to those who come, I've called them to do. And look what God did.
Amen. Amen. Well,
go ahead.
You know, people it reminds me of Elijah in 1
uh-huh.
Kings 8, the contest on uh-huh. Mount Carmel. People are torn between two opinions.
Two opinions.
So, you know what I'm saying? If they look at it, because Elijah asked him, he said, How long will you halt between the two opinions? Because see, they were serving Baal. People serving Baal and people being misled for so long that they don't, when they hear the truth, they're like, what's that talking about? What's they talking about? How long will you have between two opinions? How long?
How long?
How long?
How long will you be held
to opinions? They're going to start serving this Baal and now they can't stop. They don't think they can. So that was a contest. Elijah said, well, look here. He said, let them therefore give us two bulls. They did all this. He said, now call on your God. Call on him and see what he's going to do for you.
Call on him.
That's why when things happen and tragedies happen, then they want to come and get the man or woman of God. They
yeah.
come and pray. Come pray with them.
Come
because
pray
with now they want that treasure that's stored up.
Yeah.
They want that treasure. They want you to come pray for them. Come join them. All this time you've been trying to tell them, but they don't want to listen.
No.
So now they want to come to the storehouse.
They want to come to the storehouse now. They see, and one of the things I would say tonight as we're talking, the doctrinal differences that we have today, I see the Methodists got their own flavor. The Baptists got their own flavor. The Catholicism got their own, they got their own full flavor. The Church of God and Christ, the Church of God, everybody got their own flavor. But nobody will sit down together and say, wait, let's do this right now. I want every man and woman that know the Lord, today we're going to fast and pray for one whole day. We ain't going to work. We ain't going to turn the radio on. We ain't going to turn the water on. We're going to talk to God. I guarantee there'll be a change all over this world.
Amen.
Because God will honor. He will honor what we do for him.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And that's why I tell people, ain't no sense of you ever try to think you're going to be matchless with Jesus Christ because you never made it. Because it's in the book of Hebrews. God chose him because he was a prophet. He took the righteousness and he didn't break the law. He obeyed the law.
Amen.
Go and read the book of Hebrews chapter 1. You're going to find out why God chose him. He was proving him. He proved it. And what God is saying, Lord, I want to be, I just want to be on your ship. Well, somebody says, why you want to be on God's ship? I don't know. God might give me a fresh assignment on this ship.
Amen.
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 See, it's like, it's like you said, a lot of times people want it, but they don't want to pay the price.
No. Uh-uh.
See, they can see them nice. See, they might see a different pair of shoes you wearing, a new dress you wearing. They might say, oh, I want some of that. I want them shoes. And you know what? They will steal them from you. And I say this to the world we live in now. More gospel needs to be delivered. The more we talk on about Yahushua Mashiach, the more we know what God can, will do. See, but everybody... See, riding a Rolls Royce don't move me. I move the Rolls Royce. Riding in an airplane, I move the airplane because my presence is there.
Amen.
Where I live, somebody said, well, we thought you'd have a bigger a mansion. I said, man, I'm living in a mansion. I'm living in a mansion.
Amen.
Amen. This house also, this is wood. This will burn up one day. It will burn up. But what God is saying to us tonight and to us who believe, he says, to have many called upon him.
Many
have called upon him. But they didn't call on the right God. They want to call on God. And now when I said you were saying about the old man in the Old Testament, he says, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let God be God. We're going to answer by fire. As you said, I love that scripture, what you're talking about. And they got their mumbling and going through some changes in Hollywood and cutting themselves and bleeding and say, won't you hear us, won't you hear us? And so, Lord. The prophet said, step aside, guys. He'll find God what he's done. He said, he lifted prayer to the living God and praised him. Said, this is an offering we make unto you. And the fire from heaven shook and took it up.
That's right.
My God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
See, amen. And see, that's what God, God's want an offering.
Amen.
He wants an offering of love and peace and joy. And I was listening to my brother from Israel, and he was saying how, he said, they don't say God, they say G-D, like God. That's how they say it. But they say God. They honor him, and they said one man, over 100 times a day, he's telling God how much he loves him, how much he praises him. And I said, well, I need to go do some study on this. Come to find out, every time the Hebrew boys from the old teaching, they would say, Yeshua HaMashiach, Messiah. They would always say, I thank you who made the food applicable for my body. Yeah. But now, where's the food? Somebody bring me some water. No, you know what? When a person, like I was telling my grandson, they're big boys now, they're 12 and 13, big as them. I said, let me tell you something. That will come a time in your life. I may not be in this life, but you're going to have to learn how to fast and pray. So what? What's that, Papa? I said, you're going to have to learn how to go without food for one day, a small drink of water, and a piece of bread.
Amen.
Because we're getting to that point right now. And the only way we can stop it until we get some more in, we got to, I'm calling all the believers, every day, fast and pray. A lady gave me a prayer that I have. And you know, I began to see that prayer. The more I began to see it, I'm watching my body getting better. I said, oh, Lord, I got it here somewhere. But I said, to God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Now, sometimes, see, some people will say, I want to see that. I'm going to tell you what I learned from my mother. My mother always told me, she said, never accept a man with a hot iron in his hand. She's always asking for the end of it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Because a lot of people give you something that's hot, and it will mess your whole hand up. But
mm-hmm.
you got to make sure. Because so why is that man holding that? Let me hear what he has. See, and God loves us. God want to bring us to a point. See, and one thing that I began to ask somebody, I said, well, who is the Holy Spirit? You ask the churches now, they said, well, we don't know about the Holy Spirit. They own the Holy Spirit. They don't know it's the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They don't know that. And the Bible says they perish because they have a lack of knowledge. But we read in the book of Isaiah, and God said, whoa, you pastors, you took my sheep, and you slaughtered them, you murdered them, and you used them. Woe unto the pastors. That's why I tell everybody, you gotta be careful. These are God's people. You can't continue to abuse them no longer. Because this year you're going to see a CHANG. If Houston around doesn't get it right, and I say this again, why did God send a man all the way from Africa when he could have took a man here in the United States? Because he knew nobody could put anything on Bunker. Because this man, he's German. He speak with that German, dialect. He's been doing it all the years, and he's watching God do things. Folks getting their eyes, blind eyes open, limbs broken. And that's what it is about us. But you get to somebody say, come to the prayer line. What P-R-E-Y line? Not P-R-E-Y line. See, because the lion is already at the prayer line. The lions, I call them, there are a lot of people in society that we live in now. Everybody have their own thought and attitude of doing what they want to do. But God has a remedy. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
That's right.
And that old lady used to say, she said, excuse me. Go ahead, sister.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, you know, it's just so sad nowadays that people gravitate more towards the world and what the world is doing and leaving the Lord out. You know, it's just such
Amen.
A shame that we have to. We have to see this. We have to hear this, because the thing about it is that as we're praying for them, as we're praying, we thank God, give God the glory. But the people have become so evil. I mean, it's a sad thing. It's really sad, you know. And as you come across God's word and God tell us about it, you know. People ignore what you say. They ignore it. They ignore the word of God. And like you say, they don't. Who is the Holy Ghost?
No.
Who is the Holy Ghost? What you talking about? But people don't like the truth. They don't like to hear the truth.
No.
You know, the Bible says they despise people who tell the truth. They despise them. They trample the poor, still with little the poor people have. They despise the truth. People don't want to even hear it. And so, and like you say, perish for a lack of knowledge. They sit there, and I was listening to a lady today. She said, well, you know, some people don't even read the Bible. They listen to whatever the pastor or whatever they call those people. They listen to what they have to say. They don't even read the word for themselves. So how can you know the Lord for yourself? Every individual will have to say it for themselves.
Well, I know this one. I know this one Baptist preacher. He's dead and gone. What he told me, point blank. He said, "I'm the pastor of this church." He said, "When anybody come to my church and open their Bible, he said, make them close it up because I'm the word."
Wow.
I said, "Wow."
Well, I couldn't sit up on. I like to read the word for myself.
No, I'm just telling you. See, that's what's happening in Houston and L.A. and in all 50 states. There are certain ones that don't want. See, we got to, we just have to let the wheat and the tare go together. But I keep trying to tell some people, don't hear a lie. Hear the truth.
Amen.
And they got all these different Bibles. The only one person I know had all the different versions of the Bible. Well, I like it because it satisfies my touch. I said, yeah, then the word, you'll find the word that say blood. You'll find the word that say love. And a numerologist said, he said they can take every 2.8, every 28, every 28, every 2,000. It was 28,000, on down. The blood is mentioned because it started from the book of Genesis.
Amen.
It started from the book of Genesis. Read your Bible.
Amen.
And I was trying to tell somebody, I said, you know, Adam, name Adam. They said, no, that ain't the woman's name. Her name was Adam.
Amen.
But Adam called her Eve because she's the mother of the living, because of the sin that she had done. And so it was Adam the Adam. And he called by her name Adam. They said, well, honey, why you go and get the little stuff in the Bible? I said, because that's where the nuggets are. The more you dig God's word, the more you're going to love it. The more you're going to say, thank you, Father. The more you're going to press in, the more you're going to digest. And I just say, I want more. I want more. Not of Willie Hunter. I want more of God to use me. That's what I want. See, and I know the enemy. It has brought a challenge. But I don't say to the challenge, I've already won.
Amen. Because
one of my coaches in the high school, fan football, Coach Scurry, said, I'm going to get out there. You go win the football game. I said, go win the football game. He was putting a positive attitude in my thinking.
Uh-huh.
And I go out there and I do it. But I didn't have anybody coming along in my life, and I make it plain. I didn't have any men in my life to show. Everything I learned, I had to learn it on my own.
Amen.
I'm serious. Nobody taught me how to run track. Nobody told me how to play football. Nobody told me how to play basketball. I had to learn. I had to watch everybody. I go down there to Texas A&M and I watch those boys play. What they do, I try to do it. I try to do it better. And you know what? I say God has done something good.
Amen.
That's all I can say. Because I know in my day when I would walk all the way from College Station, Texas, all the way back to Brown. It was 21 miles. Every night after I get off a job, I'd have to walk home. And folks say, don't they bother you? I said, no, because I'd always be talking to my mother always told me, she said, tell God to watch over you, and he'll do it.
Amen, that's right.
And God watched over me. And a lot of people, well, when I first got past College Station, got up there to the bottom part of Bryan, I still had a long way to go. But I had to, Mama said, do not accept the ride at night. Continue to walk. But she always told me, she'd keep you a big rock in your hand. Always kept me a big rock. And now that I've gotten older and older, I understand. If you keep the rock of God in your life, the enemy ain't going to bother you.
Amen.
He's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge you.
That's
right. But the more we sit here and feast on the word of God. And one thing I will say to the believer, if you get an opportunity, go to the book and read the book of Galatians. You're going to find out why Abraham was preached the gospel before he even heard about the gospel. God preached to him because he could bring the heathen in. You go back and you read the book of Psalm 46, you're going to find where he led captive captive. You're going to see where God began to lead captive captive, where he made gifts to those heathen that he could dwell amongst them. See, God is just God. He knew what he was doing. And like I told somebody, I said, no, I love God so much, I don't have an issue with him. I don't have an issue with him. Why? I don't have an issue because he's God all by himself.
That's right.
See, I say this to the believers that are listening to us out there, around and near. In 1980-something, on 59 and Kelly, coming home one evening on a city vehicle, I asked God that day. I said, God, if you're God, where did you come from? And in my still quiet voice, I heard a voice say, I spoke myself into existence.
Amen.
My skin began to crawl. I said, no, no, no. I said, okay, Lord. I said, you don't have to prove that. I said, no, no, no. My hair was like it was, my skin was like it was just, I said, no, 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 no. I said, you have to prove something. No, 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 no. I said, I understand. Because I can't even speak myself into existence.
I can't
do what he did and just flung it out there, the Pleiades and the stars and then did all he did with the creation of it. Ain't nowhere in the world. No, no, you God all by yourself. You the one, you in charge. I'm your servant. What do you want me to do? I will obey you.
Amen. That's right.
And that's why you get to, see, you got to see the simple things and let God be edified. As long as you let things, let the simple things be. See, somebody says, well, that's too hard. No, it's not. It's S-I-M-P-L-E. It's simple. Simple.
That's right.
Love is simple. Hate is begrudging.
That's
but
right.
If we just see, and I say this tonight, Doctor, the more we praise God and his word, the more God going to say, well, you know that night I was dancing when y'all was talking? God's going to remind us.
Yeah.
He said, y'all remember when y'all was talking on the radio? He said, I was there. My God. He said, your heart, he said, you felt me in your heart. I said, yeah, Lord. And I know that a listener right now can feel the power of God in us. Because it was not us breathing, how could we breathe?
That's
as I was saying about the Hebrew, that man said, he said, I even thank God for the breath. He said, Doc, I thank you for the breath that I breathe, for my lungs have sucked your air. I thank you.
Amen.
And what got me, he said, when you go to the bathroom, before anything happened, he thanked God. I said, oh, my Lord. And you know what? I come to find out that's how them Jews that knew Yeshua HaMashiach, that's how they knew Yeshua. That's how they knew. Because people nowadays say that old way is the worst way. No, 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 no. Wrong again. And Israel, the land is rich, fertile right now. And look in America. Look at all the hot torches. They want the war. They want to, and you see everything up in Oklahoma coming all the way down. And look at the West Coast. That is going no water. Everything. What God is saying, I'm in charge. I ain't making a move. And I say this as a person. Well, God just got his hand on his head, looking at us, acting a big old fool. If we would take our time and surrender to what God wants us to do, we can tell what God would say to all of us. See, when Joel prophesied that God would pour out his spirit, he prophesied, he said, and your sons and daughters, it was spoken. It was on the day of Pentecost, 40 and 10, Pentecost. And I try to tell people that I love, because right now I'm in a praying mode. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come this night thanking you for everything you have done for us. For showing us your way, what we must do this night. We got brothers and sisters that we still love, Father, but they have not received Jesus Christ. We pray for them right now. Whether they're in the jail, walking the street, or wherever they are, we pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. I want to thank you for who's on the radio station with us tonight. I want to thank you for all the things you're doing, for the better things that are yet to be done. And we just pull up in your arms. Can we sit in your arms, Father? Can we get up in your arms and just love you like you love us? And just, hallelujah, just the God you are, the merciful God that you are. We want to love you. We want to adore you. We want to magnify you. We want to praise you. It's you that we just love. And Father, we just want to get close to you. Close to you through Jesus Christ. Jesus, open the way so we can go to the Father. Because you said, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank God for you in this earth realm. We know as long as you're here, we are on a safety mode. But when you leave, hell's going to break loose. But I ask that day that Jesus, you take the seat of bloodstained battle. I pray for the atonement of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you seal me from the crown of my head with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Father, if anything that any one of us has said or done wrong today, will you forgive us and love us? Will you show us how to get back into the ark of safety? Will you show us tonight that you're still God and beside you there is no other God? Somebody right now, Father, is on that day. But we pray to them because they have just announced. We pray for the healing of Yeshua HaMashiach because he gave us his word. He said, go you therefore into all the world, preach and teach. He said, and lay hands on them. These signs shall follow them that believe. He was going to lay hands on them, cast the demons out. They're going to get up and walk. These things that you told us to do right now. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will keep us collectively. Breathe upon us your love. Breathe upon us your joy. We thank you for everything you have done. You're the kind of God that we say we love you, despite all the action that's going on in this world, Father. I want to say thank you for what you've given me. You've given the lady, give me the scriptures, and the scriptures. See, hallelujah, the word makes it pliable. I thank you, Father. I love you, and I adore you, and I magnify you. And I know the prayers that we have all prayed, all the desires that we have, they're not of you and not of ourselves. Because when we see your word, you see you. We want to empty ourselves that we can be filled with your love and kindness. We want to just give it all up because there's none like you. You sent your son on the mission that he was on, that he gave his life to bring mankind like me and others back And I said, we said thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you in Houston, Texas, that you give us a vibration of the fullness of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and let somebody will come to say, ah, this is what it's all about. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we said thank you. And every day of our life, we want to testify, there is no God like our God. There is no God like our God who can raise the dead and close the mouth of the lion. There's no God like our God. He can cause the sea to stop roaring, the water to stop coming up. No God like our God. He's the only God we can say, peace be still, and it's come to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're giving us the anointing tonight to be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And tonight, Father, we want to thank you. Once again, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for all the things that you've done to us and us about us. How you opened doors for us things today we just couldn't see, but you made it probable. Thank you, Father, for all around the world. Thank you, Lord. I want to praise you for being able to breathe the air that I breathe, for the water that I drink, for the food that I drink, for the intake. I want to thank you for it. For all of the men and women that are listening to us on the radio station. And I surrender to you, Father, that your word will be a catalyst to all who can believe. They will receive that anointing. And I ask you, Father, if it's your will, I should lead people. You show me what needs to be done. But in the meantime, Father, I'm having so much joy serving you. Serving you more than anything else. But my heart is open to your will. As Jesus said, your will is what I want to do, Father. I want to do your will. If it honors you, I'll do it. Does it please you? I'll do it. Well, I'll do it, Lord. If I have to go to the prison, and as I did in time past, I do it again and pray for someone on death row, and they get accepted Jesus Christ before they took his life. But, Father, I want to praise you. I want to thank you. I want to adore you. I want to magnify your name tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, we say we love you. Thank you for Dr. Dolores, whoever she's up there. I pray you will keep her, that you will wrap your arms around us who believe.
Yes,
teach us to love one another and not throw stones at each other. We pray for Kevin. We pray for all who are on the board. We thank you for him. We thank you for Brenda. We thank you for Carnesia. We thank you for Tracy. We thank you for all of them, Father. We thank you for them.
Thank you
for whatever, and we give you the glory, and we give you the praise tonight, and we say hallelujah. Beloved, tonight we got about a minute left. We got less than a minute left. I want to let y'all know, y'all don't know how y'all have blessed me tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So until tomorrow night, if you see fit, I'll be looking for you then again. Is that okay? May the peace of God be with you. And may God forever be there to bless us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.